Last week, a Hindu woman filed a police complaint against her husband Mohammad Sahil Sayed after being tortured for more than 2 years. This complaint is a classic example of why polygamy should be banned in India even if Islam allows it. One man ruined the lives of 4 women. He has been in relationships with multiple women, out of which he married 1 Hindu and 2 Muslims. He is currently in a live-in relationship with another Hindu woman. Notably, Sahil got this woman converted to Islam and made her follow all the Islamic rituals. She would wear a full-body veil and offer namaz 5 times a day. The incident is from the Ahmednagar district of Maharashtra, and the police have booked the accused under charges of rape only. Maharashtra has no law to curb forced religious conversion, hence accused like Sahil Sayed will go unpunished for their crimes. As per the first information report, the accused wanted to make physical relations with 2 of his wives at a time. And number -146/2023, was registered at the Ahmednagar Camp Police Station of the Ahmednagar District on March 7. The complainant, 31-year-old Shrutika Gautam alias Amira Sahil, told the police that she lives in Vijay Line Square, Ahmednagar with her sister. She married Sahil Mohammad Sayed on October 9, 2020, at Parag Building Court Complex. And on January 10, 2022, they married again as per Islamic rituals. After this nikah, she started living with her husband in his house with other family members, including her mother-in-law and brother-in-law. Things did not go well, and hence they shifted to rented accommodation in the Mukund Nagar area on the 3rd of April 2022. Sayed lived with the victim till December 21, 2022. On the night of December 21, her friend called her and told her that Sayed abused her over the call. She was upset with this and called her husband to confront him. Instead of apologizing, he gave her death threats. Shrutika called the police and told them everything. Within an hour, police took her with them and a case was registered against Sayed. Then he reached the police station and manipulated her. After this, she took the case back. As soon as they reached the house, Sayed took out an axe to attack her. A feared Shrukita drank poison. Sayed rushed to the hospital near Shakkar Sko, Ahmednagar, where she was admitted till the 10th of January 2023. Victim Shrutika with the accused. From the hospital, he asked the victim to go to her aunt's place in Pune and he will come to take her home on February 1st. The victim later found that the accused had brought another woman to her house and was living in with her. When questioned, he asked the victim to come home and said that he will live with both of them. Almost a week ago, he came to Pune to take her back home. While returning home, he took out a weapon and told the victim that neither he will leave the other woman nor the victim. That day he did unnatural sex with her and said, he wants to make a physical relationship with both of them at a time as it will give him immense pleasure. She further added in her complaint that before marrying her, he was married to 2 Muslim women from his own community. One of them is no more. Ever since she married him, he passed casteist slurs against her and would say that she does not deserve to be with him as he is an upper-class Muslim. He said the victim, who is a Dalit, deserves to sweep roads and carry filth that suits her caste. He also issued death threats against her family members. Now that I left his home, he is not returning my money, 1.5 lakh rupees, my clothes and ornaments which I brought on my own. And is forcing me to follow Islamic customs even when I do not want to. On March 3 and March 5 he came to my sister's house and raped me, and had unnatural sex against my wishes, added the victim. She concluded the FIR demanding strict action to be taken against the culprit. Copy of the FIR. As per the FIR, the accused has been booked under IPC sections 376, rape, 377, having carnal intercourse, 504, intentionally insulting, 506, criminal intimidation, and sections 3(1)(R)(3)(1)(W)(I)(E)(3)(1)(S) and 3(2)(VA) of the Prevention of Atrocities Act, commonly referred to as the SCST Act. Organizer Weekly has access to the original copy of the FIR. The victim told Organizer Weekly that the accused is a porn addict and forces her to recreate the same at home. He says, as per Islam, no married woman can say no to her husband if he desires her physically. This correspondent called Shrutika on March 9th. In a recorded telephonic interview, she told Organizer Weekly that she was working for an IT firm, Tata Consultancy Services, when she met Sayed, who is a medical representative, Mr. by profession. They both met on Facebook. Syed never hid his real identity from the victim. He told her that he was married and his first wife died while giving birth to his child. Syed and Shrutika fell in love with each other and decided to marry. It was a simple court wedding, and none of his family members joined them at the wedding. However, Shrutika's family were there. After the marriage, he asked Shrutika to stay in a rented room and he will visit her twice or thrice a week till he informs his family about their relationship and the marriage. This was quite an arrangement. The victim, who was working and living alone, had no time to find anything fishy in this. Shrutika's parents died years ago and she has a younger sister who got married 3 months back. Almost after a year, she found that Syed was married and his wife lives at his house. She was a minor Muslim girl. Upon learning this, she reached his house and confronted him in front of his family members. The minor bride began crying as she was pregnant and expecting a child. Shrutika returned home and then arrived Syed. He said he married the girl because his family wanted him to. He loves Shrutika only and would leave the minor for her. Shrutika accepted this arrangement but moved to Pune for her work. One day Syed called her and informed her that he was taking divorce from his Muslim wife and that now he will take her home. Syed's mother asked Shrutika to have an Islamic wedding, then only she can live with them. A cleric solemnized the nikah. And before that, she was converted to Islam, Shrutika with her mother-in-law and husband Syed. Her new name was Amira Sahil Khatun. Although Shrutika had no one in her family except her sister, she brought all the furniture, utensils, jewelry and clothes to Syed's house post-wedding so that his family can never question her intentions. After the nikah, she lived at Syed's house. The family asked her to follow Islamic rituals and forget all the Hindu customs. She would offer namaz 5 times a day, wear hijab and full body veil, and no Western clothes were allowed. Shrutika comes from the scheduled caste and practiced Hinduism all her life. After marriage, she was given a copy of the Quran translated into Marathi. They showed her videos of clerics and asked her to follow Deen. She recalled an instance for the correspondent when she left home to get a packet of milk from a nearby store and she was wearing a gown, floor length. She put the burqa over it and left the home. When she returned, her husband and mother-in-law started arguing as she did not wear leggings inside the dress. They said, "Zameen dekhti hai aur hum pe lanat kaati hai." After this, she was asked to cover everything before leaving the house. She had to put a head cover in the house as well. About their relationship, she said, he would treat her as an animal. His demands were unacceptable as he would show some videos and say want to recreate this. He had unnatural sex with her, ignoring her screams. She told, Syed said he only gets pleasure in unnatural ways and she, being his wife, must adhere to his demands. He would do it against her wishes, saying, as per Islam, no woman can refuse to have sex with her husband, even if she is into the 9th month of her pregnancy. She stayed with them for a few months only and then Syed took her to a rented place. He did this by saying his mother does not understand the responsibility of a working woman. He wanted to get space for them as they were fighting a lot at his house. They would fight over food, her not following Islam, her clothes, her not being able to conceive and many other things. After moving out of his house, she found that Syed was in a relationship with 2 other women, Simi and Kalpana Kamble. When she confronted him, he left Simi but his relationship continued with Kalpana. She found that Syed was living with Kalpana as he would return home late. When asked, he would say he was with his friends. Shrutika left Syed's house in February 2023 and started living at her aunt's house. He came there and raped her against her wishes. He says he will not leave Shrukita nor will he leave Kalpana. He wants to sleep with both of them. Kalpana Kamble with the accused. This was not it. He associated Shrutika's name with his own younger brother as he supported Shrutika in every argument. His brother asked Syed to stay with Shrutika only. Syed also questioned Shrutika's relationship with one of her female friends, saying they were bisexual. Fed up with this torture and abuse, she decided to register a complaint against him. After the complaint, Syed gave death threats to Shrutika a number of times. She shared all the call recordings with this correspondent. They are filled with abuses and casteist slurs. He is saying that the charge of rape is small. He wants section 302, murder, or 307, attempt to murder, written in front of his name. He can be heard saying that he will kill her for show and no one will ever find out about it. No charge for conversion against the accused. Organizer Weekly called the Ahmednagar Camp Police on March 10 and the Assistant Police Inspector, Dinkar Munde, told the accused has been arrested by them on March 9. They presented him before the court today, March 10. The victim will record her statement under Section 164 of the CRPC tomorrow, March 11, told the officer. She underwent a detailed medical test on the same day when the FIR was lodged, said Munde. Notably, as Maharashtra has no anti-conversion law, the accused will only be booked for the charges of rape. He and his family will face no punishment for the forced conversion.